This is VOA News. I'm David Byrd. President Donald Trump said Friday Iran is responsible for crippling two tankers in the Gulf of Oman, raising concerns of a deepening conflict between Washington and Tehran. Speaking in an interview on Fox News, Trump said the U.S. military had video of Iran's Revolutionary Guards removing an unexploded mine from one of the damaged ships.
Iran did do it, and you know they did it because you saw the boat. I guess one of the mines didn't explode, and it's probably got essentially Iran written all over it.
Later Friday, Acting Secretary of Defense Patrick Shanahan said the United States is trying to build an international consensus on the attacks.
We had the big push in the last 24 hours to continue to get information out, continue to share intelligence, and you'll continue to see us work to do that as part of building the international consensus.
Britain's Foreign Secretary Jeremy Hunt said Friday the attacks violate international norms, and he called on Iran to stop what he called all destabilizing activities. Amid Democratic outrage, President Donald Trump appears to be walking back his comments about what he would do if a foreign power offered him dirt on a political opponent. AP's Sagar Meghani has details.
The president says, of course, he'd look at the information.
Because if you don't look at it, you're not going to know if it's bad. How are you going to know if it's bad?
Earlier this week, he told ABC News he would not necessarily tell law enforcement. This morning on Fox and Friends.
But of course you give it to the FBI or report it to the Attorney General or somebody like that.
Democrats had blasted the president's earlier comments, saying he was all but inviting more election interference next year. Sagar Meghani, Washington.
For more on these stories, be sure to visit our website, voanews.com. This is VOA News. The lineups have been set for the first two Democratic presidential debates later this month. AP's Ben Thomas